Hi, this is Wafaa Lodaini, Palestinian journalist, reporting to you from the besieged Gaza Strip about the latest update on the 282 days of Israeli aggression on the Gaza Strip. The months of continuous bombing and Israel's fuel blockade have destroyed Gaza's outdated waste collection system due to panning of access to Gaza's three official landfills. After human rights groups warned that the chemical soup of matter and heavy metals could contaminate water supplies and farmland, and eventually toxic substances penetrate the food chain and find their way back to humans. Now, according to the Ministry of Health, diseases are spreading in Gaza amid water and sewage crisis, and recently they discovered a virus in the water that causes a polio disease. The entire population of the Gaza Strip are still living in deep humanitarian crisis amid lack of all essentials of life, including food, water, fuel, and medicine. During the past few days, the Israeli occupation warplanes hit several UNRWA run schools and makeshift tent zones, massacring more than 500 displaced Palestinians, mostly women and children. These areas are designated as safe zones by the Israeli army, yet they targeted them. More people died due to malnutrition, which resulted from the lack of food and clean water and medicine, as Israel still blocks the crossings and bans goods, fuel from entering the tiny enclave. At least 70 Palestinian detainees have been released recently from the Israeli prisons. They looked in a very terrible condition due to severe torture they endured and lack of food. One of the detainees is still in critical condition in the intensive care in Al-Aqsa Hospital, who we met earlier today. This is Wafaa Lodaini, Palestinian journalist, reporting to you from the besieged Gaza Strip.